From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to Pakistan after making unannounced stops Monday in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Tillerson called for a peaceful resolution of the independence dispute between the Kurds and the central government.
We have friends both in Baghdad and we have friends in Erbil, and we encourage both parties to enter into discussion and dialogue. I think if both parties commit themselves to a unified Iraq through the Iraqi constitution, I think all differences can be addressed.
Iraqi forces, with the backing of Shia paramilitaries known as the Popular Mobilization, retook the oil city of Kirkuk from Kurdish forces early this month. The top U.S. diplomat also discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at an air base near Kabul ahead of his trip to Pakistan, where he said he'll urge Islamabad to take action to curtail the support of terrorist groups like the Taliban.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace is secured. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Monday, Thursday's presidential election must go on, with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who's boycotting, insisting the Election Commission is unable to conduct a free and fair vote. The U.S. ambassador to Nairobi, Robert Godek, expressed alarm over what he called the deteriorating political environment.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
The Electoral Commission chief has warned he cannot guarantee the polls will be credible. This is V.